द्रोग्रे अन्धसस्पते दरिद्रन्नीललोहिता येषां पुरुषाणां येषां पशूनां मा भेर्मा रोमो येषां किञ्चन ममत या ते रुद्रशिवा तनु शिवा विश्वाह भेषजी शिवा रुद्रस्य भेषजी तया नो मृजीवसे
या ते रुद्रशिवा तनुरघुरा अपापकाशिनी दट इज द सेकंड मंत्र या ते रुद्रशिवा तनु शिवा विश्वाह भेषजी. Now this is always, for me, those two mantras are exactly the same. One is Aghora Apapakasini, Vishwaha Beshaji. That's where. Okay. Yate Rudra, last time when we had the class, I don't know when did we have the last class?
Fourth of November,
almost 1 month. Swami's birthday, everything. So November is a very busy month. So this 10th Anuvakam is about what? What is the essence of this? I was supposed to send you all a beautiful picture of what happened. Did I send you this picture of the Anuvakam, how they come together? Did I send this picture? Okay. I'll send you this picture. Everybody can see? Yes? You saw the picture before that, right? This one you saw. Purity, unity. Then, after the... Okay, I will send you this picture. Fifth Anuvakam is about space. Sixth Anuvakam is about
time.
Seventh is?
Identity.
Losing identity. Then?
Infinity.
Eight turned around infinity. And once you get into infinity, ninth Anuvakam is about?
Change.
Ninth is?
Changeless.
And the changeless is the number?
Nine.
That's why it is changeless. Yes. Number 9 is the changeless. What is the changeless of the universe? It is written there for your sake. Heart. Devanagam hrudayebhyo. Vikshinakebhyo. Devanagam hrudayebhyo. Vichinvatkebhyo. Devanagam hrudayebhyo. Anirgatebhyo. Devanagam hrudayebhyo. Amivatkebhyaha. Devanagam hrudayebhyaha. All that is changeless. Number 9. Yes. Now you see, somebody is summarizing all these slides into pictures also now, so that it gets ingrained. In this next Kailas Yatra, we are taking the Kailas Yatra. This is the ultimate experience of Rudram that's going to happen. Yeah? Now Devanagam Hrudayebhyah. Then, once you are the changeless in the heart, what is the changeless in living? Love is the changeless in living. Service is the changeless in living. You become changeless by loving and serving. Simple. No Vedanta required. All the essence of Vedanta summarized. You become changeless if you love and you serve. What any religion you take, any religion in this universe, essence of all the religions, the end of wisdom is love. Therefore, 10th Anuvakam is about love. That's what we are. 10th Anuvakam is about love. I will send you all the... If you are reading my emails, it makes a sense to... If you are practicing at home, then it makes sense to change, you know, exchange my notes. Not a single person came and asked me, how come we didn't get the notes from the last class? Not a single person. That means that they are all suffering from happiness. People are all like, Chalta hai, another Rudram class, my son and daughter learning Rudram. I am also learning Rudram. So, love, I'm not being sarcastic. It hurts to say it that way, but that's reality. The world has changed so much that study is not taken seriously anymore by neither the teacher nor the student. There is nothing called study. Let us study together. Because in olden times, the teacher used to take the student so seriously. My teachers took me very seriously. Now, in today's classes, how many teachers take students seriously? Nobody. Only Swami is the only teacher that takes his students seriously. From every point of life, from every point of view, he takes his students seriously. For their living, he takes them seriously. For taking care of their education, he takes them seriously. For a living, not in the context of a livelihood, for a life, he takes them seriously. Every aspect, once you go into Swami's school and you put yourself in Swami's school, what he does? He feeds you, he clothes you, he nourishes you, he teaches you values, he teaches you sports, and if you get hurt in sports, he will put his life against your life and takes care of you. That's the seriousness of a teacher. But in today's teachers means check mark. There is no seriousness, and so is the student. How many lakhs of, I would say hundreds of thousands of Swami students have graduated from his colleges? How many of them take him seriously? If you ask the question, that percentage is very, very low. They do not take him seriously. But the one who did not even study in his college but takes him seriously is the real student. Not the one that went to his school or college and studied, never takes him seriously. I'm saying this because you are all Swami students. Therefore, if I don't take you seriously, then I'm not doing Swami's job. So please take Swami seriously. Please take this class seriously. Please chant with your heart. Please come and Ekadas Rudrabhishekam. Shekhar is there or not, I don't come. Or maybe I will go check mark, you know, 20 minutes if I chant. He said, if I took one anuvakam, that's enough, therefore I will go chant one anuvakam. You have failed, Swami. You really did. How much love and effort Swami is putting into us? How much are we reciprocating back? That's the only thing I'm asking you to do. This is the real Guru Dakshina. Once in a month coming 11 times chanting Rudram for sake of world peace is Guru Dakshina. Pay back to Swami. Now is that for yourself or for himself? Is that for ourselves or for himself? Ourselves. Drape and the Saspati. Now this Drape and the Saspati Daridran Neela Lohita, where the love starts with expansion. Love is the form. Love is our form. That's what we're saying. Drape andhasaspate daridram neelalohita. And then expansion is our life. See, that's how this love is starting. Drape means there is no separation of myself from anything else. Drape, that is what it means. Andhasaspate. And when there is no separateness between me and anything else, then who am I? I am just bliss. And that is my food. Andhasaspate. Daridran means the one who lives for others, doesn't really love for the single self, individual self. And that is Daridra. The one who doesn't take care of himself but only cares about others. And the context of that, when the tsunami came in Japan, the night before that, Swami's lungs were flooded with fluids. He couldn't even get up. What happened? Swami couldn't even speak. What happened? Swami said, tsunami was going to happen. The whole country would have been wiped out. This is not all some kahanis, you know. They are not stories. seriously how many times he has taken upon him. That means he doesn't take care of his own body. Who takes care of his body? The one who is himself. Doesn't take care of his own body because it is only for others. Daridran Neelalohita. Neelalohita means the one who has Neela Lohita, the blue and the red means the spectrum of entire being, living beings. So now we are saying the whole universe, Esham Purushanam, Esham Pashunam, they should not have Araha, Ma Araha, Ma U Esham Kinchana Amamat. May they not suffer from death or sickness or disease. This is the first prayer, first mantra's essence. The next one is about love as the healer of the source and the universe. Yate Rudra Siva Tanuhu. Siva Rudrasya Vishwaha Bheshaji. Siva Rudrasya Bheshaji Tayano Muruda Jeevase. That's where we left the second mantra last 1 month ago. Yate Rudra. O Rudra, that body of yours is the medicament for the Vishwa, means the universe. And Rudra, for you Shiva, is the medicament. Now, when we were talking about this, how many of you followed last time? How many of you understood this? It happens even at home, yes? Even at home, what happens is, when you make a mistake and you come home, your father will become a Rudra at you. Understand? My father used to be a Rudra. My mother is sitting here, so she knows how Rudra he was. She is not following English to perfection. Intlo Rudra Tandavam ante, you know, father will be like, you make a mistake. Now, what mother will do? Mother will come and tell, see, that fellow didn't do. When father comes home from work, if the son didn't behave, mother will tell father, this fellow did not behave today. The father will become Rudra. Hey, what did you do, etc. Then suddenly she says, hey, because I told you, you have to get angry at him. Cool down. Don't, because the moment he raises his hand, she'll come and, no, no, it's okay. Now what happened? For his anger, she became medicament. Siva Vishwaha Bheshaji, Siva Rudrasya Bheshaji. Bheshaji means medicament. Tayano Mrudyase. Therefore, you make the child happy. Tayano Mrudyase. That's how we have a happy living. Now, this is the essence of the second mantra. Now, let's go to the third mantra in the left 10th Alvakam.
Imagum Rudraya Tavase Kapardine Chayadviraya Prabharamahe Matim. Imagum Rudraya Tavase Kapardine Chayadviraya Prabharamahe Matim. Yathana Shamasadvipade Chatushpade Vishvam Pushtam Grame Asminnanaturam.
One more time we'll chant.
Imagum Rudraya Tavase Kapardine Chayadviraya Prabharamahe Matim. Yathanashamasadvipade Chatushpade Vishvam पुष्टं ग्रामे अस्मिन्ननातुरम् इमागुम् ओके इमागुम् इज इनकरेक्ट आई सेड दिस नो बिग नो वन मोर टाइम इमागुम् Two times you have time. No, yeah, one more time. But Shamasadhavade, Sridhar, still shaky, huh?
So the first.
Shamasadhavade is
flat. Mm. When the only the sa is up, mm. and then the dvipade the.
Yathana Shamasadvipade. Imagum means imam. It is not gum. When imam rudraya tavase kapardine kshayadviraya prabhara mahe matim. Imam rudraya. This to rudra. I will chant, I will tell the literal meaning. This to rudra. Tavase, for your kapardine. You are referring to Rudra as kapardine. Kapardine means the one who is a renunciate. The one who is a renunciate. You are referring to him as with dreadlocks and matted hair, kapardine, which is the symbol of a renunciate. Kshayadviraya decays all. The Veera means all the Rajasic aspect, the passionate one within me. The one Prabharama Hematim, the one who stimulates or who stimulates our intellect, the Matima, the mind, more to say the mind than the intellect. So he is saying, O Rudra, we dedicate this mind of ours to you. We dedicate this mind, imagum imam rudraya tavase, o rudra imam matim, that means this mind of ours, we dedicate to you, the one who is with, the one who is the renunciate with dreaded matted locks of hair, kshayadviraya, causing the waning and the waxing. Kshayadviraya is the one who is destroying all the enemies so that our village, our land, our country will have happiness, and may that happiness prevail on the entire humankind and the cattle and all the living remains. May they remain robust and free from troubles of mind. It was Rudra calling me, but put him off for right now. Imam Rudraya Tavase Kapardine Kshayadviraya Prabharamahe Matim. Now this is, let's kind of focus only on that line. O Rudra, we dedicate our mind to yours so that it is illumined by you, and may our enemies be destroyed, and our enemies are destroyed. So each word, Imam, this, Rudraya Tavase, O Rudra, to yours, the matted, locked haired one, we dedicate our mind to you so that two things happen. Kshayadviraya Prabharamahe. Kshayadviraya is one benefit. What happens when I dedicate our mind to him? We are getting two benefits. Kshayadviraya, all the enemies are destroyed. Prabharamahe means it is also illumined and stimulated. Understand? Imam Rudraya Tavase Kapardine. We dedicate ourselves to you. We get two benefits. Kshayadviraya, all our enemies are destroyed. Second,
my mind, our minds are illumined. Then what happens with those two? Yathanaha, so that Sham Asat Dvipade Chatushpade. Sham means happiness. We went through this, right? Sham means happiness. May there be, so that Yathanaha Sham Asat Dvipade, the two legged ones, Dvipade Chatushpade, the four legged ones, and Vishwam, the whole universe, Pushtam, may it be nourished. May the whole universe be nourished. Not only the universe, Asmin Grame means my own village, Anaturam, may it be free of any troubles of any kind. Now you are asking two benefits for the sake of what? Not for yourself. What are you asking these two benefits for?
The whole.
Yeah?
All the beings.
All the beings in all the worlds, including your own world, in your own village, may they be nourished with happiness and no more troubles anymore. That is the simplest meaning of this mantra. So when you, so what, by seeking what too, we are getting this benefit?
Destroying
the
enemies.
Second is?
Illuminating
our mind. So if our enemies are destroyed and if our mind is illumined, why would the whole world get the benefit? That is the question. It's a personal benefit, no? Why would the benefit? Because you get these two things. And why only these two things? Those are the questions. Now, before I go into the inner meaning of it, one more time. Rudra, we are referring to. Now, Yathana Sham Asat Dvipade. Yathana Sham Asat Dvipade. So, when you combine all of them, Yathana Sham Asat Dvipade. Purjita, hello.
Yeah.
You are asking. In Yatha Naha Sham Asat Dvipade. All of that coming together becomes Yathana Sham Asat Dvipade. Yathana Sham Asat Dvipade. In the meaning, Imam Rudraya Tavase Kaparvatine. We are offering ourselves to you, Rudra Kaparvatine. See, every word is used with such beauty in perfect context. If you did not understand the context, then you do not get the actual meaning. Kapardine means, Kapardi means the one who has dreaded matted locks of hair. But Kapardine, who has dreaded matted locks of hair? The one who is not taking care of his hair. He every day is applying pond shampoo or whatever, or Head and Shoulders, and combing his hair. They will never be matlocked, isn't it? When he is not combing his hair, when he is not taking care of you, he is renunciate and has no body attachment. Yes? Kapardine means the one who has no body attachment. If he has no body attachment, then there is what is remaining? What is the other thing? Body and?
Mind.
The mind is remaining. When the senses are turned inwards, the body attachment is gone. And when the body attachment is gone, then automatically you have offered your body to him. Yes, that is Kapardine. The one who has no attachment to the body. Now, when the body attachment is not there, then what remains? Still, body attachment is not, but the senses are still there. And the senses are the ones that cause the desires. Kshayadviraya, destroy all my enemies, means destroy all my desires. And once my body attachment is gone, my desires are destroyed, Kshayadviraya, then what is left? Illumined mind is left. Prabharamahe matim, not ordinary mind. There are different types of minds. I went through this before. The lower mind, the normal mind, the super mind, the supramental mind. This is what Aurobindo calls different types of minds. The highest mind is the mind that is completely illumined because it is no longer attached to the body. It has no desires to be driving it outside. Now, if it has no body attachment, no desires, who do you live for?
Others.
And what is that others? You do only one thing. Asmin grame vishvam pushtim dvipade chatushpade anaturam. Nothing else remains. Yes, hello. Are you following what the mantra is saying? So, but in order to get to that second, you can't be saying, let me be very happy, feeding myself, taking care of all my desires. But yet, all the worlds be happy and happiness, there's nothing like that. Because as long as you live for yourself, you have not fully lived in love. In order to live in full love, you have to have the sacrifice. What is it that you have to sacrifice? Sacrifice number one,
body
attachment. Number two,
desires.
Mind, yeah. The desires. Therefore, the mind is now the illumined mind. So, what is the root of love? How does love come from? The root of love is sacrifice. Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena, tyagenaike amrutatvamanashu. Na karmana. It is not through actions, na prajaya, not through progeny, na dhanena, not through wealth. See, if you take these three things out, what is left? Na karmana, not through simply acting. Na karmana, na prajaya, not through progeny, na dhanena, not through wealth. And by what you will become immortal? Tyagenaike amrutatvamanashuhu. It's only through sacrifice one would become the immortal, eternal love. Therefore, the root of love is sacrifice, and this mantra's essence is sacrifice. Imagum rudraya tavase. Imagum means gum is because of the anuswara. Imam rudraya tavase kapardine chayadviraya. Prabharamahe matim yatha naha shamasat vipade chatushpade vishvam pushtam grame asmin anaturam. You still you are saying my village, my world, and not only just the two-legged beings are humans, chatushpade four-legged beings too. Not just me and my progeny, not everything. The whole, may all the worlds, may all the beings in all the worlds have happiness and peace. That is the essence of this prayer. And you get to that through Kshayadviraya, Sai Kapardine, Kshayadviraya, Prabharamahe, Matim. Now, you see, everything is exactly like what Baba has told us. You are not body. Swami very simply put, how you cannot be attached to the body, how you cannot be attached to the mind. Very simple things. Very simple. Body is like a water bubble. It can burst any time. So don't be attached to it. You can't trust it. Yes? You can't trust your own body. Who can trust their own body? Raise your hand. If you trust your own body, I'm telling you, it's like a water bubble. It can burst any time. So can you trust your body? No. If you cannot trust your own body, how can you trust somebody? How can you trust some other body? Huh? And that some other body is some husband. Some other body is wife. Some other body, now don't go and tell your father and mother and father, I'm not going to trust you anymore. Don't tell them that. They'll be very unhappy and upset with you. They won't send you to Veda class anymore. But the truth is that if you cannot trust your own body, how can you trust some other body? So if I cannot trust some other body, what should I do? Ignore them. No, no, no. That's not what Swami is saying. Listen to this very carefully so you understand the context very properly. Now, Shekhar Garu said, don't trust any other person, I'm not going to trust. That's not what Swami said. Swami said, don't trust your own body. Don't trust some other body. And then he said, mind is a mad monkey. It will jump from one place to another place. So you cannot trust your mind. Hello, can you trust your mind? You cannot trust your mind because this instant it is very happy. The next instant it becomes very agitated. It becomes very turbulent. So when you cannot trust your own mind, which is changing every instant, can you trust your mind? You cannot. So if you cannot trust your body, you cannot trust your mind, who do you need to trust?
God.
And who is that?
Rudra.
You don't know what you need to trust. Let me put it that, because I don't know what God is for you to trust. Because suddenly I said, go trust God. Then you say, which God? Then I'm in trouble. Then I'm really in trouble. So he didn't say who to trust. He left it like that. You can't trust your body. You can't trust your mind. You know who to trust within yourself. And that trust is your own source, your own supreme self. Now, what do you do with the rest of the guys at home and otherwise? Now, there are all these beings existing around me. What he said, love everybody, but trust your own self. Simple. Love everybody, but trust yourself, he said.
Trust yourself
is not your body self, not your mind self. Go figure out what that other self is other than body and mind. Go trust that. Hello. That is the question. Now you start asking, if I can trust my body, Achintya, if I can trust my body, my mind, Achintya, then who is Achintya? Achintya means incomprehensible. You can't comprehend him. Achintya, impossible to comprehend. That Achintya is who you need to trust. You understand? No, he is now connecting to some other thing. Achintya means beyond your comprehension. Beyond your comprehension. What you can comprehend easily, you can comprehend your body. That means that's not who you need to trust. You can comprehend your thought. That means you can't trust your mind. Who do you need to trust? Achintya. The one who is beyond comprehension. The moment you comprehend it, know that you are trusting something, not him. Now, this is the trick thing. Now, how do you get to that? By going beyond. But Swami said very importantly, you cannot trust body, you cannot trust mind. You have to trust your own self, but you have to love everybody, not trust them. Love everybody, not trust them. Now you see how beautiful that is. Because you trusting doesn't mean you don't love them. You can love somebody but still not trust them. Yes, possible? Hello. Yeah, but for us it is very difficult. You have to trust somebody to love them, otherwise we can't love them. You understand? Because for us love comes only with some trust called attachment. We miscomprehend it. Attachment as trust. But attachment is not trust. Attachment is a relative relationship. Asmin grame dvipade chatushpade vishvam pushtam. Asmin grame anaturam means, now you are saying, I am asking everybody to be happy and everybody to be loved. But I am sacrificing my body consciousness and my own mind, yes? Who is Achintya? Is going to ask what?
Just that we can't trust your parents.
No, I said love everybody. Love. But trust your own self, which is not the body, not the mind. You have to write this down and remind yourself every day. I said, love everybody. Is love and the trust the same? And raise your hand. I want to ask the question. Don't confuse love and trust.
They're not.
Can you love somebody and not trust them?
Yeah.
Yeah, simple. Love your parents. Love your sister. Love your classmates. Love your buddies. Love everyone. Love your enemies. Chayadvi Raya, destroy my enemies means destroy the enemies that prevent me from loving everyone. Destroy the enemies that prevent me from loving everyone. So, what is preventing you from loving everyone? Destroy that. But you don't have to trust them. Clear? You don't have to trust people to love them. Just love them. Just love them. You don't have to trust anyone to love them. Love is natural.
But for a child, it's so difficult to differentiate.
No, not for a child, for us also.
That is the true statement. Yeah. Now, you see what we think is that this is a very important thing that we are talking about, because next time maybe I'll talk about what trust is. What trust is, I'll talk about some other time. But the point is, it's very simple. You don't have to do anything to love people. Very simple. Loving is quite natural. But what we do is, we only love when we expect something out of them. That's called a relationship. In a relationship, you create an attachment, therefore you create something called, if I do this to my child, I expect my child to love me or trust me. No, that's not like that. Well, yeah, my hand is hurting. Question.
So, I went to temple yesterday, and there was a they said that...
Which temple, Rare?
Which temple?
Okay. Okay. That's fine. What happened in the temple? Tell me. The priest asked you to trust him and give money or what?
No. It was a temple and I don't know what that was.
That's fine.
What is the question, Rade?
What is your question?
Conquered.
Oh, okay. What is the question, Rade?
So, you like homeless people.
He asked, who asked? What is the relation between the temple? I'm trying to get understand your question.
Yeah, but do you like homeless people?
What is the question? The question is homeless people. Why do I need to like them to love them?
Do you trust them?
Why do I need to trust them? What is there to trust them? I cannot. I said I don't trust my own body and my own mind. How can I trust any other body? It's not about trust. So important conversation. We'll close with chanting the mantra one more time. Next week, we'll continue.
Om Shanti Shanti.